Get ready to match the stars. Steve Allen. Brett Summers. Charles Nelson Reilly. Danny Flagg. Richard Dawson. And Kay Ballard. As we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 74. And now here's the host of Match Game 74, Gene Reilly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 294. I am your host, GPD, in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by the world-famous Wombat.
I am world-famous.
And slightly less famous, Shipwreck.
Just slightly.
Slightly.
Guys, get the energy level up here. What's going on? Wake up!
You have more energy than the rest of us need.
No. I have more energy than you could ever hope for.
Is that what it is?
I am the energy that you need, but you have the energy that you deserve. Something like that?
Thanks, Commissioner.
You're welcome. Right. So welcome to the show, everybody. This could be interesting on two separate levels. First of all, I have a new setup here. I'm trying to do this show on my MacBook Air because my iMac is just, I don't know, it's just too slow and I want to get off using the iMac and onto the MacBook Air. And I bought a new monitor, so I'm using that hooked up to the MacBook Air. The key to the MacBook Air success, besides not crashing and working properly, is that hopefully the fans don't turn on. That things stay nice and cool and that the fans actually never kick in so we don't have any noise.
I think the fans turned on you like four episodes ago, right. Minimum.
No, the fans love me. The fans, they're just looking for something to complain about, which I'm sure we'll get into in a little bit. In fact, let me lower my air conditioner a little bit just to make sure that things don't.
Well, you're off to a fine start talking about all your Apple products, though.
Right. People, why do people get so mad? You know what? I used to be that guy. I used to be mad when people would talk about Apple products. And then I bought an Apple product. I was forced into buying an Apple product from moving to Japan since, I basically would have had to import a PC or, they don't sell the Windows operating system here. So I would have at least had to import the operating system. And it seemed like a lot of work. And since the Apple stuff is all international and they would even sell me a laptop with a English keyboard on it, that's what got me into the world of Apple. So blame Microsoft. Don't blame me or Wombat. That's also an acceptable person to blame. The other reason why doing this show might be interesting today, besides the fact that the content will be incredibly interesting, is that today is the annual Protest the Russian Embassy Day, which is located conveniently around the corner from my apartment. And this is, I don't know if you've seen the video on YouTube, but this is when all the right-wingers get into their speaker trucks and buses, which are, as you might imagine, these are trucks and buses with giant speakers on the roof. And they,
like in Just Cause 2.
I don't remember that, but that could be, very well be, correct. But they have these huge speakers on top of their vehicles, and they blast music, and they scream at the top of their lungs, protesting the fact that the Russians have never given back these islands that were the spoils of World War II. The whole thing is basically just a Yakuza money laundering scam. So I don't think people really care about these islands, but apparently the mafia, because they need to launder money, they hire these people to be right wingers, and this gives them a way to sort of funnel money into stuff.
And so, then get their new albums out there on the streets too.
Right. This is all about, street promotion.
No, right wingers, not kip wingers.
Yes, Wombat, of course. So you might hear like Flight of the Valkyries.
I thought that was very funny.
Of course you do. You might hear a lot of like random music in the background and people screaming. So those are the right wingers. You might hear nothing. You might hear me screaming. You never know. Anyway, so I think we have a lot of stuff to talk about, and I want to hear. I know Shipwreck has something good for this week's Watch This Bitches, because you saw Total Recall.
I did. The new Total Recall. I've seen the old one before.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so interesting for Watch This Bitches.
You've talked about stuff before that's about on the same level.
Right.
The new Total Recall, it's not very good. Are we all three like fans of the original Total Recall movie?
Yes.
Get ready for a surprise.
Yeah. I don't think this is spoiling anything necessarily. In this movie, they don't go to Mars.
So there's no like subplot of one. Well, that's not really even the subplot. That was part of the main plot where, you know,
it was the plot.
It was the plot. We're trying to get the air back on
Mars.
On Mars. Yeah.
It's a different plot. Movie. Which I guess maybe it matches up with the book. I've heard maybe in the book they don't go to Mars. I don't know. But the problem with the movie is that it takes itself way too seriously. Like, it's just played straight the entire time. There's no comedy. A lot of the scenes, like, pay homage to the original movie. But they just remind you that scene was better in the original movie. Because they've changed all the scenes, like slightly.
Right.
Like, there's the part in the original movie where he takes the tracking device out of his nose.
Yeah.
Similar thing, but it's taking out a different body part. There's the whole movie's basically just action and chase scenes.
Yeah, that's a review that I read said the same thing. Just basically one long chase scene.
Yeah, and it gets boring. It really does. Like,
right. That's disappointing because I thought the trailer looked awesome, but unfortunately, I guess it's basically just a 2-hour trailer.
Yeah.
More or less.
Well, from the trailer, I don't know. You kind of come into this, like, knowing the tone of the last Total Recall. And this is just, like, so far, like, away from that. And it's just not interesting. There's nothing, like, the whole time you hear them say something, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember when Arnold said this line and it was so much better.
Well, Paul Verhoeven was the director of the original Total Recall, of RoboCop, Starship Troopers, and all those movies had, like, you know, they had some fun in it. You know, they had, I don't want to say jokes. Well, I guess jokes. Yeah. I mean, comic relief. Even if it's mild comic relief, it was still comic relief. And all of it was a little bit, you know, tongue in cheek. And hopefully the new RoboCop has that too, but. I guess that's made those movies special and made them work in a way.
I'd be scared that the new RoboCop's like the new Total Recall, where it's...
Right. That's what I'm worried about now. So,
Yeah, right, well, I can't imagine like recommending Total Recall, the new one, to anybody. I went out and bought the old one because it was $5 on Blu-ray at Target.
Right.
Because...
I have that on Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and Mrs. Shipwreck's never seen
it. Totally. Really?
So I have to like show her what that movie was supposed to be now.
She hasn't watched it yet.
No.
Have you seen the, at least on YouTube, the Schwarzenegger commentary for that movie?
Oh, yeah. That's the one where he tells you exactly what's going on in the scene.
This is when I pulled a thing out of my nose. This is when I see the girl with the three breasts. Ha ha. This is when I fight Sharon Stone.
Girl with the three breasts is in the movie.
I know.
But
see, my wife is really fighting me here. Yeah, that was a good fight.
So is 1990 really a long time ago?
That's like, right, exactly, exactly.
It just seems weird to me, like, oh, 1990, that's 22 years ago.
I guess, I mean, that does, now that you say 22 years ago, it sounds like a long time.
It sounds like a long time, I know. Because if, say, there was a movie that, or if I said, oh, this movie, if the movie was remade in 1990 that had come out 22 years prior to that, which would be 1968,
yeah, but I guess
that doesn't sound crazy.
Yeah, well, I think it's because the technology has changed a lot. I don't know. Well, I guess, but it's changed a lot since, I guess the jump was bigger from like this, you know, from the 60s to the 90s.
I was going to say also, you know, I think it's just your perception at your age. Not that I could think of a movie that was remade in 1990 that was originally made in 1968, but that doesn't sound crazy to me. as does a movie that's remade in 2012 that came out in 1990.
Mm. Well, that's disappointing because I was really looking forward to seeing that this summer. And now I
really don't
think you'd
enjoy it.
No, yeah. I won't. I'll stick with Batman and Avengers, which I still haven't seen. Obi-Kwan Kenobi. Yeah, he's making it tough for me. What's Chibi's obscure, highbrow, snobby movie pick of the week? Well,
he actually said snobby movie pick of the pick.
I know. I make the questions up as I go along, actually. All the questions really just come from my head. I saw a really good movie, a good documentary that will, if you had any faith in the United States government, this will just remove that immediately. It's called Casino Jack and the United States of Money. And it's about Jack Abramoff, who is this sort of infamous lobbyist. And basically what you learn from the movie is that the, you know, government is for sale and the lobbyists control what laws get made. And whoever gives the most money to the various politicians has the most power, basically. So that's my highbrow snobby pick of the week. It was pretty entertaining. I think it's actually made by the same guy who made the Client 9 Elliot Spitzer movie, which I talked about last week.
At least they go to Mars?
They don't go to Mars in this one. Mm. They go to Saipan.
That's exciting. Like Mars? I watched this movie yesterday. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called The Matrix.
Yes.
The Matrix. I watched that yesterday. That's a good movie.
Great. All right. Let's do some show feedback.
They should remake that.
Really nice cell phones in that movie. Really nice cell phones.
Yeah. You know, one of the Wachowski brothers is now a sister.
Yes.
How about some show feedback from last week, Juan? But I'm sure you're really looking forward to it.
We're doing two in a row first.
Okay.
Mau Mau says, maybe it's just me, but I can't wait to hear read about what people will say about the Hawaii comment. Solidarity also said, I'm actually really happy for Chibi-D. He's living a pretty good life doing what he loves. I did laugh a lot after he said he was sick of Hawaii, though. I'm very interested to visit Vancouver now. I absolutely love my time in Seattle and love to check it out next time I can visit the West Coast. That was pretty much the consensus. Now, do you understand why your Hawaii comment was hysterical to me?
I understand, but you knew what I meant, right? I mean,
I knew what you meant, but right. That didn't make it any less funny, as did most people. Sure. Most people knew what you meant.
But they're looking for an excuse to bust my balls, like you are.
Pretty much. Right. It was up there on the list of funny, of I can't believe he actually said that in that tone.
Like earthquakes are popular in Tokyo?
Yeah,
like, exactly. You knew what I meant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew what I meant in this case, too.
Yes.
Nobody wants to go on vacation to the same place every year.
Yes, which is understandable.
Right. That's what I meant.
And also, isn't it cheaper to fly to Hawaii from Japan than it is to, say, fly to Hawaii from New York?
Of course. It's only a 7-hour flight? 6-hour? 6 to 7-hour flight. So, yeah, it's the closest point that we can get to in America from Japan. And it's a very popular destination for Japanese people because it's just close.
Yes. So, your take... Yes, exactly. So your perspective on it is different than everyone else's.
Of course.
Which makes it understandable. And a lot of people thought that I was jealous of you, which isn't the case at all. Even if I wanted to go to Hawaii, flying the 10 to 12 hours with two small children just isn't going to happen. And they're not old enough to be left behind yet.
Right. Of course. No, I didn't. I just thought that you wanted to bust my balls. Acceptable explanation and reason.
That is the explanation and the reason. And yes. it was very funny. Totally ranks up there on the highlight reel of I can't believe GPT actually said that out loud.
Right. There's a lot of those.
Yes.
Somebody should make a compilation of those.
Yeah, you.
Well, the thing is, I don't remember them. There's people who probably have a better recollection. Like, I didn't actually go back and listen to what I said on that about Hawaii, but yeah, that's what, you know what I meant. Come on, guys.
I think we all knew what you meant, but I got comments from people, even on my instant messenger. I can't believe you said that.
Right. It's actually one of the cheaper places that we can go, you know,
I get it.
Outside of Japan.
I would also imagine, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that there are probably locations in Japan that are even closer that are probably very similar in climate to Hawaii.
Okinawa.
There you go.
Yes. And that's Okinawa is very expensive. It's probably cheaper. With the exchange rate and everything, it's probably cheaper for me to go to Hawaii, you know.
Than to go local, technically.
Than to go to Okinawa. Yeah, it's probably, yeah. Or close, at least. So, yeah. Everyone, feel free to bust my balls. I like it. It's fun. Sure. Why not?
And Lick had this to say, and I wanted to bring it up because I kind of agree with him, and this came up by a lot of people. Just as random drawings for the next giveaway, please.
Sure. So ask and you shall receive. No problem. Okay. So, good.
That's it.
That's good. All right. So, let's get into the new releases, because there's, I think there's some things that I want to hear about and talk about.
There could be one or two things. There's not too much this week.
All right.
The Summer of Arcade game is Hybrid. The
is that out shooter. Or is it not out?
That's the thing. I downloaded it this morning. So it was out, but they were having all kinds of server issues.
Yeah, and I saw Robert from Tech Gaming, Desert Eagle, couldn't get into a game.
They took it back off of Xbox Live. I'm not sure if it's back out on the marketplace or not now, but they'll get it figured out, I'm sure.
Okay.
And we have a code to give away for Hybrid as well.
How are we giving
that away? To the first person who comments.
The first person who calls me at my home. No. Yeah. First, so just a random...
Yeah, just along with your comment about the show, just post that you would like Hybrid or something.
Right. You can't just write, I would like Hybrid. You have to write something constructive or critical about the show. Or that you just like it.
It shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard to come up with something.
Okay. Have you played it at all? I mean, I played the beta and it... I like the concept of, you know, I like flying around in shooting games, but I didn't like this the way they did it on this one. But then again, it was the beta, and I remember Wombat said that they changed some of the mechanics, so.
Yeah, they got rid of all of the, at least at E3, they got rid of all the running around on the ground.
Hmm.
So it was just flying from place to place. It kind of made it a little bit easier to figure out the controls and everything.
All right.
And I'm interested to see, it's got that whole that whole map system kind of like Chromehounds had, where it's like an ongoing war.
Yeah, right. That's
and
cool.
It wasn't really working in the beta. So I'm interested to see how that works when they get it up and working.
Well, that was the reason why they didn't give review copies early, is they said that it would mess up the persistent world.
Right. That also messes up their review scores, too, though.
And it also, I guess, if they had sent it out early, maybe they would know about all these technical issues.
Right. Maybe. All right. Well, I guess we can't say much more about it since it's not available.
Hopefully Scribblenauts for the Wii U has a better launch for them.
Right.
All right.
That was unnecessarily mean, and I apologize.
Are they doing Scribblenauts for the Wii U?
Yeah, this is the Scribblenauts developer, Fifth Cell.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Persona 4 Arena came out for 360 and PS3, and it's been getting really good reviews. This is the 2D fighting game from the BlazBlue team with Persona characters. So it has a whole single-player mode, a lot of single-player content in there. I'm interested in checking it out, but I'm also going to just wait to see if there's a more complete edition that comes out at some point.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's a fighting game. So I don't know. I'm just going to wait until I either see a really good sale on it or I see the DLC start coming and then I go pump the brakes until the complete version comes out.
Right.
But it looks really good. And it's crazy because it's from the BlazBlue and Guilty Gear guys. So, and it's Persona. So,
cool. This is a full release.
Yeah, it's full release.
Okay, cool.
And then let's see. For PSN, for Vita and the PS3, Sound Shapes came out. And I think both you and I bought it, Cheapy.
That's correct.
Okay. And it's $15 or $12 for PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a...
And you get both. You get it for the Vita and the PS3, which is, I think, is really like, you know, if you want to point to what Sony's done right with the Vita, this is the number one on my list. These cross play or cross, I don't know what you call it, cross play games.
That's a
term. Two for the price of one.
That's a term. That's,
right. There's some, I'm sure there's a more specific marketing term they're using, but I think that's, you know, that's number one on what they've done right.
And this one has, I haven't tried it yet, but I think it has the cloud saving too, right? Where the saves sync up.
I believe so. I believe that is correct.
I know nothing about this game. What do you do?
Well, it's based around music, kind of, in that it's a platforming game where you play as a little gelatinous ball. And it's
like
very,
Super Meat Boy.
Not nearly the difficulty of a Super Meat Boy, though.
Thank God, by the way.
It's very chill. Like, there's checkpoints all over the place, and you die. It's really kind of hard to die. Like, you'll do it every once in a while, but as you collect the coins in the game, that, like, puts in different tracks to the music, so it adds new elements in. And that's pretty much the main game.
Right. It has a very nice look to it. The different levels have completely different looks. There's music that's from Beck and Deadmau5 in there.
There's graphics from the Sword and Sorcery Super Brothers team.
I've liked what I've played so far, but I know that it's very short. I know there's only about 2 hours worth of game in there.
Now, the campaign's really short. It does open up some, I think it calls them something dead. I don't know. It's the harder difficulty after you get through the original ones. And I thought that was just going to be harder difficulty for those levels. But what it is, it's really just like mini games with those aesthetics. So it's like, it gives you 30 seconds and it says like, see if you can collect 20 coins in 30 seconds.
Oh, like challenges.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't actually change the actual gameplay or anything.
No, so there's that. And then once you beat it, it also opens up a kind of, I don't know, like a music note tracking type of thing where it plays a melody and you have to, like, there's, I don't know, 8 or 10 tracks and you have to kind of say where notes are at to try to match that melody. I'm really bad at that, but I still beat it because I'm good at math. And it was kind of like, I kind of Sudoku'd my way through it.
Interesting. That happens after you beat the game? You get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the, there's a whole creative level. Like, it's very much like a Little Big Planet style of sharing your levels that you create and has a community and everything. And that is in with that stuff as well.
Right. That seems cool. I liked it from what I said. I think I like the fact that it's not super difficult. And that it is more of a chill, artsy type game where you don't have to be super hardcore like Super Meat Boy, which you know, I know that game's not for me. So I've been having fun with it so far. I would like to see, I know that there's a whole community aspect of it for new content, but I think it would be cool if they also have DLC with other popular artists. Like, I was impressed that they got Beck and Deadmau5, two people I've heard of, which is uncommon in anything music related these days that I have heard of them.
They could have cut their stuff together and said it was Girl Talk.
right. I want to see, they got to get Girl Talk in there somehow, even though he doesn't really have any of his own music per se, but I would,
yeah, it's,
I think
it's a,
there's potential.
Yeah. It's a cute game. I would say like it's
cute is a good word for it.
Yeah,
charming. Like, is another good word.
It's not, it's almost, it's like a step above like what Electroplankton was. It's definitely a game, but the music stuff.
Several steps, I think. Don't
yeah.
You?
The music stuff, like, it's just kind of cool to listen to. It's not like it's really affecting anything.
Correct. It's a gimmick, but not in a bad way.
Right. I think it might be for $15, I think it might be slightly overpriced.
Even though you get it for PS3 and and Vita.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a Vita game to me. I'm not going to sit on my PS3 and play it.
Oh, but it's got surround sound on PS3. It sounds great.
It's got headphones on Vita.
Stereo headphones.
Well, I beat it already. I got the platinum trophy. I think this is the first platinum trophy I've ever gotten. So I'll try some of the community stuff, but I don't have a lot of faith in people to make good stuff.
Right. Well, hopefully the cream rises to the top, so to speak. I like it. I like it. I recommend it for any, you know, for anybody except for Wombat.
Thank you.
I think you might like it.
I don't need your fucking recommendations. How dare you? How dare you?
You might like it.
I don't know.
All right. So what else we got?
That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay. Cool. Let's move on. First, I want to remind everybody that we're doing a panel at Penny Arcade, sort of. Penny Arcade Expo. At the Twitch TV booth. On Sunday at noon Pacific time. I'm assuming it's going to be live on twitch.tv as well. So definitely put that on your calendar. That's September what? 2nd.
I put it on my calendar today.
By a satellite.
Wombat will be there via internet connection. Please buy a lamp.
I have a lamp. I just usually don't have it on when I'm on video with you because it's usually a spur of the moment thing.
Do you have a camera that's not the camera that's built into your laptop?
No, I do not.
All right, maybe I'll have to send you one.
Okay. What's wrong with my camera?
It looks shitty.
Fine. If you say so. I don't think people are going to care how good or bad I look.
It's going to look, it's going to look really shitty if it's on a big screen. But anyway, okay. That's neither here nor there. So yeah,
it is neither here nor there. And I met a developer that's going to be at PAX today. No, he's not going to be at PAX today. He's going to be at PAX while you're there, but I met him today. And the game that he showed me is embargoed, but he is showing it at PAX, and you two need to go and see it so the three of us could talk about it.
Is it Cliff Bleszinski?
Yes, it was his new game, Gears of Snore.
Right. All right. Now, can you tell us the guy's name?
Is his name embargoed? No, but he's French.
Oh, it's Phil Fish.
No, it's not.
Friend of the show, Phil Fish.
But so just if I don't say it to you guys now, I'll forget. So I'm saying it now on the show.
Well, I'll forget. Yeah, well. All right.
Shipwreck won't.
I'd like to remind everybody to get their free Audible. Well, actually, let's do a GoDaddy spot. I don't even know if these codes still work, but let's do it anyway, since we haven't done one for a long time. GoDaddy. You can get all your domain registration and web hosting needs from GoDaddy.com. And here are some coupon codes. 10% off any order, CAG10. $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. That's GoDaddy.com. Thank you. I don't know. There's another code here, CAG30. It says 30% off any reseller plan for new customers. I don't know if that still works, but hey, you can find out and let us know. let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff.
I've been playing Darksiders 2.
Wombat really wanted to talk about Mass Effect 3 right there.
No, it's okay.
I want to hear about Darksiders 2 because
me too, actually.
I've heard good things and tell us.
Now, it's still under embargo, but I can talk up through the first boss, which is probably about 4 hours into the game. Okay. So,
wow,
that's quite a bit I can talk about, apparently.
Have you finished the game?
No, I'm probably about 8 hours in, 8 or 10 hours in.
Okay.
And I think I don't think I'm halfway through yet.
Wow, that's a lot longer than the first one, right? Or
the first one was pretty long. I never played the first one. It's one of those things that just kind of like fell off my radar.
I played like five hours of the first one.
Yeah, that sounds about right for me too.
Okay, so talk to us.
So
you've played 11 hours of Darksiders 2.
Okay, yeah, somewhere in that range. I'm really enjoying what I've played so far. I definitely think, like, if you passed up the first Darksiders, that this one's, you're perfectly fine just starting with this one.
Okay.
Because it takes place after the events of the first one, but you're playing as a different character. You're playing as Death this time. The first game, you were War. So there's, you can catch up to speed really quickly about what happened in the first game. They've changed a lot of stuff for this one. Now there's loot in the game. Just like a Diablo or a Kingdoms of Amalur. I would really say it's kind of like Kingdoms of Amalur, but a lot better and a lot more interesting.
So now I'm going to stop playing Kingdoms. Well, I've pretty much stopped playing Kingdoms of Amalur. So
yeah, because this isn't like, maybe it turns south here, and I obviously this isn't a full review, but it combines like so many games into one, and it works. Like it's got, definitely has the Zelda influence in there, and going in through the dungeons and getting the new items and everything, all kinds of chests to find. It's got like Prince of Persia style platforming and running. It's got God of War style combat. It's got the Diablo style loot. It's got like, it's just really well done. It looks good.
Once upon a monster, Kinect controls.
Yes. No Kinect controls. At least I haven't opened.
How's
yet.
The difficulty?
You hit buttons and things die. I mean, it's not what
well, kind of... yeah, Shipwreck. Shipwreck's the master.
That's true, because that was my problem with the first Darksiders, is that I found that certain points it was like it was unnecessarily difficult at parts. Where you would just, you know, out of nowhere be like, oh, and now here's a lot of enemies that are going to kill you quickly, and you're going to have to start from a further back than you probably want to.
In the first 4 hours, I think the only deaths I had were from jumps that I missed, and that just puts you right back up on the ledge. So I didn't die even in combat.
I stopped playing the first one because I couldn't figure out where I was supposed to go.
Okay, in this one, you have a crow that you can summon. He's always flying around, and you just click in on the left thumbstick, and he flies in the direction that you need to go.
Yay, I love that crow. Is he available for my everyday life?
I'm sure. My dad had a pet crow.
Did he really?
You can get a pet crow, yeah.
Well, I know they're very intelligent. Super intelligent. They make their own drugs, too.
What?
Crows. They get high.
What?
On a drug they make on the inside of their wing.
Really?
Yes.
What drug is that?
I don't know what crow drug is called. You could probably look it up. I'm
Can they hook
it has
me
a
up?
Name. Maybe.
There's a lot of crows in Tokyo. And they're giant. Supposedly, if you look at them, if you stare, like if you look into their eyes, then they'll eat you. So don't look at the crows. That's what my wife told me. So I don't look at the crows. They're big, dude. They're scary. Did you see them when you were here, Shit?
I saw them. Yeah, they are big.
They're big. They'll run off with your baby. Got to be careful. So, and how are the graphics?
It's a really nice looking game. It's got like the different areas you go to and everything. They're very like vibrant and different as you're going through them. Like it's got a really nice look to it. Everything animates well. It's flashy when you're going around building up your combos and everything. So
cool.
Yeah, I want to be playing more of it right now.
That's great news. And it comes out next week, right?
Next week. Yeah. I'll have a review up, I think, the day that it comes out.
Score. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited to read your review.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm enjoying it. I kind of want to go back and try the first one again now.
No, you don't.
I'll play this one some more.
Right. Good answer. All right. Some news and stuff. Did you read any of these? I put a lot of the stuff on here, Wombat. Did you look at any of this?
I know. I did. So what's this you have? I'm sorry. I've been too busy playing more Mass Effect 3.
Oh, what level are you up to on that? Like your overall level?
You know, I don't know. I have one class that's 20 and another class that's 18 and another one that I think is like 14.
Yeah, I think you're approaching the going to get tired of it soon. Well, actually, maybe not because they've added so much content since when I stopped playing.
That's just it. I mean, what?
Here come the Russians, anti-Russians.
Not to talk about it too much, but it does kind of scratch that itch of, well, just one more item. Just because they make, one bronze run can get you enough to unlock one of those veteran packs.
Right, right.
Which right now is all I need.
In your life?
In my life, yes.
All I need is a veteran pack in my life.
So, but anyway, what's this about the Diablos?
Right, so this guy says that he's made over $10,000 playing Diablo 3 with the Real Money Auction House. He's been playing for 3 months and about 8 to 12 hours a day. So it's, that's like a real job right there. And he's made $10,000 doing that.
So just over $3,000 a month.
Right. So it's $40,000 a year.
A year.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought that was, I don't know.
And now the government knows that he made all that money.
Oh, he said he's gonna pay taxes on it.
Well, of course he is. He's got to now.
Right. Wow.
When we talked about this once before, someone sent me, and I don't have it anymore, a link about how it's possible to make copious amounts of money doing this. And that $10,000 actually doesn't even sound like that much compared to some of the things I've read.
Right. I heard that they changed some parts of the game. They changed the game a little bit, which, in a patch, which made it harder to take advantage of making real money, like big money. But I could be wrong because I don't really follow it. I could never get into Diablo 3. Shipwreck, do you still play that at all?
No, I'm close to beating it.
But, oh, okay.
I was playing with some people, and they had played through it a bunch, and so they were just running on ahead. And so I stopped playing for a while because I need to find some people who will go at the same pace I am going.
Right,
and not just like me running behind them and just like hoping they like there's some gold for me to pick up along the way.
Right, right. You can't do anything because they're so powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
So I liked it a lot.
Oh, yeah. I found it was just too much clicking. If it had controller support, I think I could get into it more. But I don't know. Maybe I'll give it another try.
I don't understand why it doesn't. There's no reason that couldn't be on consoles.
Well, it's coming to consoles.
Yeah.
And they even said that Blizzard said that they have a version, they have it working with a controller, and it works great. So I don't know what the holdup is. Oh my God. Can you hear what's going on in the background here?
No, actually, I can't.
I mean, it sounds like I'm at a racetrack and the race is about to start. It's like trumpets blaring and yeah, it's good. In other news, Amazon announces Amazon Game Studios and they've revealed their first game, which is a Facebook game. And it's called, this is the wrong link. Oh, here it is.
Living Classics.
Living Classics. Now, I hear Facebook game and I tune right out. So I didn't even bother to watch the trailer, but I did think that was pretty newsworthy that Amazon is now creating their own games.
And they're making a game that's not available on the platform that they sell everything on?
Right, right.
Shouldn't they be making a game that's available to be purchased on Amazon?
Or on their tablet.
Yeah, like a Kindle Fire game, maybe.
You would think so. I guess this is.
I would think so.
This has been in development for a long time, and I don't know. What can I say? Yes, that would make sense, Wombat. Maybe it's coming.
Who's like they have a? This is being developed in house. They're not just publishing.
Yes. Yep, Amazon Game Studios, and it's out now. Living Classics.
Huh. I'm just surprised that they have like. Guys on staff that like where did Dude, they get
you,
these developers
you saw from? Their office complex right
oh it's huge
it's they could be making anything in there
yeah
they could be developing weapons for all we know in there I mean
it's an interesting strategy I don't know why why they're going to go for this. Like,
I'm trying to get that. Like, I don't understand what the. You know,
well, I think you're probably right, Wombat. They probably will be working on games for their own platform.
Which, that makes total sense to me. We created a platform, let's make games for it, not let's make games for Facebook, which I'm still suspect of the whole games on Facebook thing.
Right.
Speaking, you know, it's the next thing that's on the outline is right. the trouble with Zynga, which may or may not really be a Facebook issue as much as it is a Zynga issue.
Right.
But still.
Right. So that dude resigned. Yeah. I haven't been following the Zynga thing at all because I just don't care about Facebook games. So I just tune out automatically. In other news, this was very good timing for me. SSX had a big update, their 3.0 update, which adds multiplayer, like real-time multiplayer, as opposed to that asynchronous stuff, and also a freestyle mode, where a free ride where you could just relax and snowboard without any pressure or any time limits like that. And the price has dropped to $39.99 universally. I was able to pick it up on Amazon Japan for $20. Actually, like 2 days before they released this thing. So that was really good timing. I'm enjoying it so far, but I know that it, from the reviews that I've read, that it gets very frustratingly difficult. But the fact that it's got these new multiplayer things and the free ride, hopefully will minimize some of that frustration, giving me other stuff to do. I'm curious why they didn't just drop it to $19.99. I feel like $40 is still like
not many games drop to $19.99. Most will drop to $29.99 if it's a price drop, not a sale.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it takes a while, I guess, for them to hit, unless it's a 2K game. I don't know. It just seems like $40, I think, still is a lot of money to people.
I'm not spending $40 in that game.
Right, but if it was $20 or $30, you'd at least consider it, right?
100%.
100% you would consider it, or it needs 100%
I'd consider it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like it's just not enough incentive for people to pick it up. It's, you might as well use the publicity you're generating from this, you know, this big add-on, drop the price more aggressively.
I'm surprised that they're supporting it still.
That was surprising as well. Yeah, very. It's come out, it came out quite a long time ago.
And it didn't do gangbusters. I mean, it did okay, I think, but
right.
I mean, good on them for supporting it.
Yeah.
It's just surprising.
They just must have felt like, hey, maybe we can squeeze some more life out of this if we just add a couple of things to it. But I just think that $40 is not enough of an incentive to people who haven't already picked it up. No one's like, well, at $40, it's a great deal. GameStop came out with, I guess they... I don't know if this is a report or they made a speech somewhere, because I just sort of skimmed the article here. But they've revealed that 70% of all the income that comes from their used games program is immediately spent on new titles. So when customers trade in used games, 70% of that money goes right into buying a new game right on the spot. So they say that they're not. Here's the quote. We're not ashamed of the pre-owned business, and in fact, we believe that it's good for the industry. We're really not cannibalizing new game sales. That's a common misconception. The knowledge of how this model helps drive sales really resides at the publisher level. So that's from GameStop president Paul Raines. So there you go. Maybe used is good. I mean, that sounds like it's good for the industry to me. As long as that's a truthful
number. I don't think used is in today's marketplace, where there's so much downloadable content anyway. If you buy a game used and then spend $10 on DLC, there's probably still a higher profit margin on that DLC than the box game anyway.
I'm sure.
So, whatever.
All right, Wombat says whatever.
I say whatever to the dead argument that used games are bad for the right. industry.
Right. Hard if it's dead. Right, marketing. THQ has canceled Insane. That is the Guillermo del Toro a game that was supposed to be developed by Volition, the creators of Saints Row. So, yeah, THQ will not be making that game. And nobody's getting fired over it either, it says. And Guillermo del Toro retains the rights, I think it says here, to that project as well.
Well, that's insane.
That's insane. So, I mean, there was nothing ever really revealed about the game at all, right? Just that he was working on it with Volition. And
Rhode Island spent $15 million on that game.
Right. I think they just decided that, look, we're making a lot of money with Saints Row. We don't have a lot of games that are like hits. Saints Row is our hit. Let's keep Volition on Saints Row. Make sure we got the money coming in. Let's not fuck around with Guillermo. Did you see this new gun from Activision, this new light gun from Activision that works with the Cabela games? Am I saying Cabela right, Shep? You would know about that.
That's correct. It's Cabela.
Right. So this new gun is called the Fearmaster. So the big feature of the Fearmaster is that it measures your heart rate on the metal grip of the gun. It takes your pulse just like when you're on one of those exercise machines.
So
the faster your heart rate gets, the more difficult it is to aim. So yeah, you have to remain calm while you're playing. The article is on Mashable, and basically the guy said who was testing it out that he found that just like in real life, you know, I'm an expert marksman. I don't know if you know that. And as an expert marksman, I can tell you that you're supposed to hold your breath when you fire a gun, when you're aiming.
I always shoot on the exhale.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's a little easier.
Hmm.
And it steadies your shot a little bit.
Aha. Well, you're not an expert marksman like I am, are you?
I guess not.
Right. I fired a gun once.
Oh, I competed when I was a kid.
What?
In rifle tournaments.
A Jew from New York is competed in rifle
summer,
tournaments?
Yeah, in like middle Pennsylvania summer camp riflery tournaments, intercamp.
We didn't have that at my camp.
Had it at mine.
My Jew camp didn't have that.
My Jew camp did, and I used to compete.
That's crazy.
I was good. I used to be, when I was really good, I used to do trick shots for the other campers. I couldn't do it at all anymore.
A trick shot?
I used to shoot at they would put a Pepsi can out there,
uh-huh.
And I would shoot in between each letter.
Wow. That's a trick shot?
That was my trick. Yeah. I used to shoot at in the circle in the P.
Not behind your back or anything like that?
No, not like that. No. I mean, it was still pretty cool.
That just sounds like a good shot.
Yeah, it was a good shot.
Okay. Not a trick.
And not all the shots on one can, because if you shoot a can, it flies off the thing. But, yeah.
Right. So anyway, the guy in Mashable seemed to like the gun. He said, you know, when he held his breath, it worked. You know, it slowed his heartbeat down, and yeah, it made it easier to aim. And, yeah, it's coming out October 23rd for $80 with the game. So there it is, the Fearmaster. Good name.
It is a good name. I like that. I'm going to have to get some hands-on time with that.
And by the way, the one time that I fired a gun... Actually, that's not true. I did it twice. One time was on a carnival cruise on spring break in college. They let you... I don't think they let you do this anymore, but they'd give you a shotgun and they would shoot the... what do they call that? Skeet shooting?
Skeet shooting, yeah. You could do that. I did that out on Long Island like a year ago.
Yeah, I did very well at that. But it seems like... Are you supposed to use a shotgun with that? Because...
Yes. Nope. Yes. It's designed... Yeah, you're supposed to use a shotgun with it. Terrible at it. I did it a year ago and I was awful.
I went like 8 for 10 or something like that.
That's good.
But... And I didn't kill anybody on the boat, which is also a bonus. I guess that's why they don't do that anymore, because it would be pretty easy. I mean, all I had to do was just turn around and start shooting people. I mean... and the other time, I went to a bachelor party in New York, and that was one of the... went to a shooting range. That was, yeah. It hurts when you shoot a shotgun.
You should try shooting a Desert Eagle.
Yeah, that probably hurts a lot.
They're heavy. If you think it's heavier, it was 12 years ago, but that thing was heavy.
Right. Cool. Let's see. Okay, so people, I don't know if you, I know you probably didn't watch my Slender video.
Do you know, I watched a little bit.
Do you know what Slender is? Well, now you know because you watched the video.
I watched it. You walk around the forest with a flashlight.
Right. So trying to avoid the
Slim Man.
The Slender Man, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's this indie game called Slender, and Wombat basically just described it for you. It's totally free, and it's a very small download. So I would recommend you just download it and play it, preferably at night, because it's very scary and very easy to get into and very, you know, just quick to pick up and play. I played it live on Ustream, not Ustream, on Twitch TV, not knowing anything about the game. And even though I played during the day and with people watching me in the chat room and all that shit, it still managed to scare the shit out of me and legitimately give me goosebumps, which I don't know. I thought that was really impressive for just an indie, simple indie game like that. If you want to see the video, it's at youtube.com/TBD. People wrote in, Call Me Swift wrote in and wants us to get our wives to play it. But I don't know if Mrs. Chibi is going to be there.
Would it work on my computer or no?
Do you have a PC?
No.
I don't think it works on Mac.
Actually, my wife has her new laptop.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it would work.
Maybe
fine
I'll download it on her computer.
Make her play it.
Yeah. She wouldn't get mad at me at all. Why are you downloading stuff on my computer?
No, it's a tiny file. It's like 50 megabytes. It's like the same size as the CADcast, as this episode of the CADcast. But get her to play it and watch her play it. It would be really funny. And don't tell her anything. You know, just read the README file that comes with it. It's really short. And then just let her go for it.
My wife's a crier. I don't know if I really need that in my life.
Oh, yeah. She probably won't be able to sleep, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, and Sean Amai writes in and asks if the other CADcast hosts think less of me after seeing me scream like a little girl.
I wouldn't expect anything else from you.
I was scared. It's crazy how it was able to get that.
I wish you'd have been holding the Fear Master or whatever it was.
Right.
While you were playing that, just so we could get your heart rate.
Right. Yeah. Also, I can't tell you about the game War of the Roses, but the beta is up now and there is an NDA and really you're not allowed to say anything about it. They were quite serious about that, but we are giving away beta codes on CAG right now as we speak. We did get a second batch of them and we have quite a few. So right now, if you're listening to this, on Thursday, you have to be registered for at least a year to get a code on CAG. And then the requirement decreases every day from then. So I think then it's going to be 6 months, then 3 months, and then I think we open it up to everybody. So we do have a lot left. So we blew through 500 in like just a few hours, but now we have like 800 more as of right at this moment. So did you try it all ship yet, even though you can't talk about it?
It's downloaded. That's okay. As far as I've gotten.
Check it out. It's a game that I can't talk about.
Anyway, this breaking news.
Yes, yes.
Excel just tweeted out that everything is fixed for hybrid and it should be back on the Xbox in a few hours.
Okay. Good. That is breaking news.
That is breaking news.
Whoa, I just scrolled past everything. What else we got here? All right, I think it's time for the CAG bag because we have a lot of questions.
I was going to ask Ship a question as I read more stuff on Twitter as it goes by. Do you have the other pinball game for Xbox or PlayStation? Pinball Arcade?
I have it for PlayStation because you get the Vita version as well.
Ah, they're releasing the Creature from the Black Lagoon and the Black Knight pinball tables. Yep. Yeah, that Creature from the Black Lagoon table looks really sweet. I remember that table, but I completely forgot about it until I'm looking at this screenshot right now. That's a pretty cool table. That's it.
Cool.
Now speaking we can move on to the keg bag.
Speaking of pinball, my foosballs game. Yeah, everybody very excited to hear about that. And when I I'm giving one to the place that has the foosball table. They were very confused why somebody would buy a foosball when they already have foosballs, and why somebody would do such a thing. But they seem to be thankful, at least polite.
But, they just think you're a weirdo.
Yeah, they think I'm a weirdo.
Did you
and then
switch
I told,
around the people to face the right direction yet?
I told them about that as well. I can't do it. I looked it up. It's quite complex. But I told them about it, and that didn't make them think that I was any less weird after I presented them with the foosball. So I said, hey, you know, if you're going to be doing some maintenance on this table anytime soon, most of the guys are backwards. And that kind of matters because, you know, there's different shapes on the bottom. Yeah. It was like that response where people just stare at you and blink, you know, and say nothing.
I'm sure the fact that they spoke very little English probably didn't.
No, they speak English. It's Tokyo American Club. They speak English.
There you go.
All right. Keg bag time, baby. Let's see here. Trent82 writes in. Microsoft's obsession with exclusivity for Summer of Arcade, leading to mediocre games getting the spotlight, while non-exclusives like Spelunky, Quantum Conundrum, Zuma's Revenge, Rock Band Blitz, Counter-Strike Go, etc., could have been used instead.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Counter-Strike Go isn't out in time.
Right. That's
and Rock Band Blitz isn't ready yet either.
No.
No, Rock Band Blitz is ready, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't it coming out in October, though?
Yeah, but no. I think they...
October?
No, not that late, is it?
August.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's August. They just pushed it because they couldn't get into Summer of Arcade.
Yeah, I don't know what the value of exclusivity is, really. I think if it's much better to have a better quality game that you promote.
Oh, August 28th. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, no problem. But don't you think it's better just to have quality, you know, home run games that you know are going to be a home run? You have that promotion where... You know, you buy however many games you need to buy to get the money back. You'll probably sell more games that way.
I think there is a value to them being at least time exclusive.
You do?
I think it just adds something to the sale. Like, if the games are coming out the same time on both platforms, it's not like it's really a big deal at all. At least to me. Like,
right. All right.
There's something to it. But yeah, Summer of Arcade, not so hot.
Ooh. Mega Man 1421 writes in and asks, Wombat, since you're interested in getting a 3DS XL, what games are you thinking of buying or looking forward to?
They make games for that?
Incredible games.
I had no idea.
Right. You're just getting it for the camera, right?
I am. I'm getting it, yes, for the camera.
Cameras.
I just want to look cool on the train. I'm getting it. I want to play new Super Mario Brothers 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Mario 3D Land. That looks pretty good. And that Pokemon game that Chipwreck has.
That's a DS game.
Is it a DS game? I thought it was 3DS.
Pokemon Conquest?
There's no Pokemon game for 3DS.
That's a DS game. There's some...
I could play it on my
offshoots.
3DS, though.
Right?
Well,
I can't remember. It's all a blur.
I don't think there's any 3DS Pokemon game that out for the 3DS.
Is okay.
Somebody look that up because I'm not going to do it.
Lego Batman, of course.
All right. Lego Batman. What?
No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Right. So the two Mario games.
It's this summer or it's this Sunday. Are you going
to Luigi's Mansion. Is it next Sunday? I thought next Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday. That's right. Pokemon Rumble Blast came out for the 3DS. I played that.
Oh, okay. And I think that's probably it. Luigi's Mansion, I said, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, whenever a new Castlevania game comes out, I want to play that.
Face Shooter? Excitebike?
Excitebike, yep, totally want to play Excitebike. Elevator Action?
I play that a lot.
Me too.
NES and in the arcade.
Yeah, it's a great game. Has one of the best theme songs ever.
Do 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 do. I am the one who's singing the song. Only I may sing the elevator action song. You know they made a new arcade game. Did you know that?
Yes, I did actually.
They did. It's a light gun game, and it has elevator doors on the screen. Actual mechanical elevator doors. It sucks. Willie Yoger. Cad Crew, what PC game have you guys played the most so far? Shipwreck?
Solitaire.
Wombat Solitaire.
I don't know. I guess Diablo 3, maybe? I played quite a bit of Ship Simulator as well.
How many hours of Ship Simulator have you played?
When you say Ship Simulator, I picture me playing as a redhead sitting behind a desk drafting things.
Occasionally coaching girls basketball.
I don't know. I've probably put in, 6 hours, 7 hours. On,
that's a lot of Ship Simulator.
On Ship Simulator, yeah.
Oh.
Nothing too crazy yet.
For me, it's Tribes. I've played a lot of Tribes, and I guess number two would be Blacklight Retribution. Two free-to-play games, actually. Tribes is awesome. And speaking of Tribes, Sean Amai writes in and asks, any chance of setting up a CAG Tribes night with Cheapy or getting Shipwreck to do any streaming? We'll definitely set up a CAG Tribes night, I guess, after I get back from Vancouver, since I'm leaving pretty soon. And then we can stream that. Shipwreck, are we going to get you streaming or what?
Yeah, I've got stuff going on.
Right, I know.
I'll get streaming here soon.
Stream! People need to see Ship Simulator. How are people going to know whether or not they should buy a ship simulation game?
I think they know.
You think they know?
I mean, it's a great opportunity to talk to people because they could just sit there and watch me drive a boat straight for an hour.
Right. That's what's good. See, I talk to people while I'm playing, a game like Tribes, and I lose. I had like three flag caps in one game while I was streaming last time. Although the third flag cap was, but the heavy on our own team was standing on our flag, and I couldn't return the flag, and then I died, and then he returned the flag. It's bullshit.
Strategy.
Right, fucker. Richard Rawl, there's a lot of PC gaming questions here. Richard Rawl the Fourth says, hey guys, what are your thoughts on PC gaming on Steam being much better overall than console gaming? More DLC, cheaper prices, etc. Well, it is nice that the DLC seems to be free most of the time, or some of the time, especially with any Valve game, or I think, what's that game? Payback? No, Pay. What's the one with the bank robbery? That's also on PS3. Paycheck?
Payday.
Payday. Payday the Heist.
Is that really the name of it? Did
it's
I get
not
it right?
Payday?
Wow. No, it might be.
It is Payday. I think it
wow,
is Payday.
Wow, I got it.
And you were just being silly.
Yeah. It's not just a candy bar.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly more convenient for most people to play on a console, and the initial cost of entry is less. But if you buy a powerful gaming PC, certainly the games are going to look better. The games are cheaper right from the get-go. And when they go on sale, they're really cheaper than when console games go on sale. That's my thoughts on it. I'm doing a lot more PC gaming than I am Xbox and PS3 gaming right now. Thomas96 or Tomaticus on Twitter asks, what's the point of adding trophies to these old games like Metal Gear Solid 4? Is it marketing genius or a waste of time? Wombat, this is a question right up your alley.
I know, because I thought about, I will admit that I considered putting my Metal Gear Solid 4 back in. But
you don't give a shit about PlayStation trophies.
But that was it. I really don't
what
care.
What level are you on PlayStation?
Oh, like a 3. Is that a thing?
Do you even know?
I have no idea. I couldn't
right,
even
okay.
tell you.
Right, exactly. I couldn't tell you mine either.
I ran out of space on my hard drive before trophies were a thing that all games had to do.
Right. Not that I could tell you how many gamer score I have, but I know it's 50,000-ish.
I don't think mine's that high.
I couldn't tell you exactly
not,
what
that
it
also is.
Is
something I don't know. I don't know my gamer score is.
You don't know ballpark what it is?
I want maybe 25,000 something.
I don't know if it's marketing. It probably doesn't cost them very much in resources to add that.
I've never played it, so.
But that's not going to get you to play it, is it?
It's not going to get me not to play it. Like, it's going to sit there on my shelf either way. So,
right. Exactly. Perfect. Do you get a trophy for it, having it sit on your shelf?
I should. I mean, I think there should be a trophy for it recognizing that I've never stuck that game in my system before.
Right. And my gamer score is 37,687.
You were quite off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there goes my point that I was trying to prove.
Yeah, sorry. The
trophies are...
I think I'm a level 13 PlayStationer. I think that's what I am.
And I think mine must be pretty low.
I think I'm like 102,000 gamer score or something.
Wow. Takeo Ray, or Takeo Ray, writes in, if there was an Olympics for video games, what games, retro or current, would you guys be able to get gold for? Wombat, what game are you best at? Even either back in the day, or, well, I know now, nothing. Once you get old, you can't be good at games.
I was going to say, I can't think of anything that I would be competitively good at.
What about back in the day? What was like the game where you could rule the arcades or what?
No, because I never played games like that. You know, I'm not ruling the arcade in elevator action.
Well, okay, why not?
Because it's not like, I guess it'd be a high score. Is that what we're talking?
Yeah, what games were you good at? It's not that hard.
You know what I used to think I was really good at? There were two games. What? Donkey What's Kong. That?
Okay.
I could play for a long time on one quarter. And by a long time, really I mean like five to 10 minutes, which is pretty good for arcade Donkey Kong back in the day. I'm not saying that was great.
That's pretty good, though. Okay.
That's fine.
And Popeye.
Popeye, nice.
Same game, but with Popeye. Yep,
Nintendo's Popeye. I love the shit out of Nintendo's Popeye. If you've never played Nintendo's Popeye, well, you'd probably think it's terrible, but right. at it's the Donkey time, Kong. It is a lot like Donkey Kong. It's a little different. You collected hearts.
Right. Olive Oil wasn't in Donkey Kong.
I'm pretty sure that game started as a Donkey Kong game, didn't it?
No, I think it started as a Mario game. Or was it the other way around? Donkey Kong was supposed to be a Popeye game. But Nintendo lost the license.
I don't know.
I think that's what it was.
You must have been good at you must have been really good at some games.
I'm really good at Frogger and Paperboy.
Paperboy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Arcade Paperboy? With the handlebars?
Yeah, I was okay with the handlebars. I mean, it's been a long time since I've used the handlebars.
Right. I just meant, back in the day.
Donkey Kong was originally supposed to be a Popeye game. Not Popeye was supposed to be a Donkey Kong game.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
So there you go.
Wow. Knew there was a relation there somehow.
I just learned something new from Wombat.
Well, there you go.
Never happens.
Well, Shipwreck brought it up, but I had already known the story. So I'm going to give credit to Shipwreck on that one.
All right, good. Thank God.
Yep. The streak continues. You feel better? You feel better?
I was pretty good at Super Bomberman, Super Nintendo in college. I spent a lot of time focusing on Super Bomberman and also Mortal Kombat 2. That's the one with the friendships and the babalities, right? Yeah. So I would just play against people. People would come into my room and I would play against them with my eyes closed and then friendship them and babality them. And then they would leave. Because
and then never come back.
And they would never come back.
Look at my foosballs. I brought foosballs.
We had a foosball table in our fraternity, so I didn't have to deal with that. I was also pretty good at the NHL Genesis hockey games, but never really like gold medal level. Like there was always somebody who was better than me, but I was pretty good at that.
For me, it was Joe Montana Sports Talk Football.
Nice.
I was pretty unstoppable on that.
Yeah, I pretty much played all the hockey games. Let's see what else we got here. A lot of people asked about this. Retro Ed says, Grid 2 was announced today with various hands-on previews doing the rounds. And Codemasters... I didn't put the rest of his question here. Basically, people were complaining that Grid 2, they took out the in-car view from the first game, I guess. And people are upset about that, and they wanted to know what we think about it or why they would possibly do that.
I know why they would possibly do that. That costs a lot.
I guess, if you're going to do that, you have to do it accurately, right? You're not just going to put like a generic in-car view in there. You're going to have to render all the cars on the inside. And I guess they just said that's too much work for us. It's Codemasters, right? It's not PlayStation first party or Microsoft first party. So
I bet it'll be a good game too.
I bet it will be good. All those Codemaster racing games are really good. And Grid was good, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. I think people will get over it once they get over the initial disappointment.
I mean, I'm probably 50-50. Sometimes I race looking at the outside of the car, and sometimes I race in first person.
I never race in first person.
You do it first person in the car? Through the windshield? Not just like, because they usually have a first person like from the bumper.
That's not
first person. Oh, you mean
it's bumper cam? Well,
bumper cam,
like behind the car bumper or front?
No, front bumper.
Or hood. Okay, I get it now.
It's hard to do. I always found it hard to do in from inside the car, just because you have limited visibility.
But I don't know. It didn't really bother me anyway. Yeah. Like the easiest I've always found is just looking at the back of the car.
Yes. That's what I go for, the easiest, the one that where I'm the best chance of winning. So I'm not worried about that. That's not going to affect my purchasing decision. And I think for most people, they'll get over it pretty quickly. Omi Salinas asks if Shipwreck or I have tried DayZ. That's the zombie mod. And what do you think of the standalone announcement?
It's DayZ, not Days.
I don't know.
Because there's no space.
I will not comment on the correct pronunciation of this. But I was, you know, there was rumors that the standalone version was coming, and I just decided I'm going to wait for that before I check it out. I know Shipwreck hasn't played it, so.
No, I want to, and this makes me happy, because now I don't have to get into the mod world.
Exactly. I like to make things easy for myself, so that's why I was waiting. And with that, that's our last question for this week, and I want to remind everybody to follow CheapAssGamer on twitch.tv/CheapAssGamer, facebook.com/CheapAssGamer. Follow us all on Twitter, CheapED, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. You guys have been pretty quiet on Twitter recently.
We've been busy.
But Shipwreck had a nice comment about about the Vita the other day, or Sony. Sony's something about like Sony nailing the, what was it? The gelatinous blob games or something.
Yeah, they've had a strong showing of those on the Vita.
Right.
Like some of my favorite games.
Sure. Please review us on iTunes. We appreciate your support there, and it helps us in the rankings, I believe, or something. Popularity contest, you know?
I'm just looking at the Twitter feed on Keg. It's like, just your head, Cheapy. Just
I'm all over it.
You have been tweeting up a storm.
I get very lonely during the day.
And the only tweet I have up there is the picture of my son from yesterday.
Right. I get lonely. This is if people send me messages on Twitter, I'd say I respond quickly to them 99% of the time. That's my preferred method of interacting with people. Email is just, I like having that limitation, that character limitation, so I don't feel bad. Like, because very often I get these emails and people are really thoughtful and they send me an email either, you know, saying how much they enjoy the site or enjoy the podcast or whatever, and they send these really long emails. And I just don't write long emails. And then I feel bad when I write them back and I just basically say, thanks a lot, appreciate your support. So it's much better on Twitter when I have that limitation built in and I won't have to feel bad. So I will respond to you on Twitter if you write to me. You don't have to even you don't have to give me like $500 on Kickstarter. You know, I'll just respond to you. Good like that. GoDaddy.com for all your domain registration and web hosting needs. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with CAG domain. It's GoDaddy.com. Anything else? I'm not sure when we're going to do a show next week because we'll figure it out.
I think we need to do at least one.
We'll do one. Yeah, we'll do one. I just have to figure it out. It's all Bon next week. It's like a holiday.
Au bon temps?
Yes.
The bread restaurant?
Yes, it's bread restaurant week next week. So I got to figure out what to do with Ty. Well, we'll figure it out. It's not your problem, guys. We'll take care of it.
This show hasn't nearly been controversial enough. Say you hate something that everyone likes.
iPhone, dude. What, I could just say something really good about the iPhone, right?
I think you did it. I think you're good.
Oh, we did that at the beginning. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I bought Another World for iPhone.
When he says Another World, he means that he actually bought another planet, because that's how much money GPD has.
That's right. I got tired of Hawaii, so I would just buy another planet. Have you ever played that, Another World? Or it's Out of This World, I think was what it was called.
Yes, I played that. Yes, I have. I enjoyed that game, actually.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it's still a dollar, but it was a dollar. And it brought back some really fond memories.
But I could see it being hard to control. It was hard to control in the Genesis.
Yes, yes, yes. It is hard to control. But you know what? For a dollar, you can relive. You'll probably get a dollar worth of smiles if you play the game back in the day. Anywho, thanks for listening, everybody. The good news is the fans on the MacBook Air did not come on at all. So I consider this a success. So on that bombshell, see you next week.
We're done.
Shira and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal. Your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Right on!